tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party. Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, welcome back to Internet Bestie. It is your Internet Bestie, Jackie Alexander. That is my game show host voice. I hope you like it. Today I have a lot to talk to you guys about. Mostly this episode is going to be a trauma dump. And I'm really sorry if you don't want to hear about my, I don't know, turmoils, ups and downs, highs and lows. You're going to have to, otherwise swipe off and listen to a different podcast because that's what today's going to be. I keep talking in this accent because I've started watching Ginny and Georgia. I don't know if I told you guys that I started watching it last time that I podded. Also, I need to apologize. I didn't upload a podcast last week and I'm really sorry. I love to just leave you guys hanging. I love to just not even explain why, like fully just ghost you and like breadcrumb you and just like all of the toxic things that I could possibly do, I just do them to you. It's really horrible and I apologize formally right now. However, I was in Melbourne last week. Let me just rewind and I'll just take you through everything that's gone on that has led to right now. So as you know, after last week, I told you that I was going to Melbourne. I don't know if I told you what I was going for. I can tell you now that I was there with Dan Murphy's. I was shooting this super exciting campaign, which is like me making drinks. So exciting! As you know, I love making drinks. I love drinking drinks. And I thought, how good of an opportunity. And it was the best. Like I was actually really, really nervous. I'm not going to lie. I've never really done anything that is like speaking to camera. Jackie, that's what you do every single day. So I speak to camera every single day. Obviously I like put my phone there and I like make TikToks or I make like stories and I like talk and that's my job essentially. However, this was like a full crew. There was a team. There was a lighting people. There was hair and makeup. There was sound. There was camera. There was lighting. You already said that. Like you said that. Gosh. Anyway, there was a lot of stuff going on. There was like a director. There was a, like head of the set design. There was guys. This was like a lot going on. And I was intimidated because I've never really done anything like that before. When I film my own content, I set up a tripod and I film on my own. Like it's just me in the room. It's if I say something silly, it's like whatever, no one knows. I can crop that out. Like that's so fun and it happens. Like content creation, you rarely get it on the first go. Like I mean, there'll be multiple times I'll even just be like, hey guys, oh, hey guys, hi guys. And then I'm like, okay, you're not happy enough. You're not sprightly enough. You're not this enough or you whatever. And I'll just redo it a couple of times and then I'll pick the best one when I go back to edit. And let me just tell you a little secret. When I go back to edit, it's always the first one that was totally fine, but it's just, you know, your own self-doubt and your own whatever that makes you say, no, no, let's redo that. That wasn't good. And it's always great. Okay. Complimenting myself. I'm opening a new chapter. So yeah, It was scary. Like, I got on set and I had had a coffee that morning because I'm going to be honest, I needed to go to the toilet. And the only way that you can go to the toilet is, well, that's not true. You can go in many different ways. But for me, it was really early in the morning. I had to get up. I had like a call time of 8 a.m. So I got up at like 6:30, which obviously isn't that early. But because I was on Perth time and I was in Melbourne, that's like 3:30 a.m. So it's bright and early. So I got up and there's that accent again. I got up, I got ready, and I was like, okay, I need to go to the toilet. I'm going to be on this shoot all day. I'm not going to be on this shoot holding in, like, you know those noises? Like, I get the worst stomach noises. So I was like, you know, I'm going to have to order room service coffee and just, like, get this thing moving. And so I did, and then I went to the toilet, but I had, like, a coffee on, like, an empty stomach. And, like, that is a big no-no in my books because I already have anxiety as it is, and I was going to a shoot that I was anxious about, and I had a coffee. So, like, just that plus that is giving anxiety. And then I got to the shoot and everyone's like, oh, does anyone want coffees? And I was like, oh, I already had a coffee, but I mean, I'll have a matcha. And then I had a like iced matcha. And I know matcha doesn't really have, I don't even know if matcha has caffeine in it. Maybe it does, but just not that much. Anyway, I was pirouetting off every single wall in that place. It was like, I was just shaking. I was shaking in my boots. And I was also nervous. So it was just like, it was very, very daunting. But it was so fun. I'm so happy that I did it. I'm so excited for it to come out. I feel like it's not going to come out for a while. Like these type of things, it's like a high production type of thing. It's not just me editing on InShot, my little TikTok. But I don't know. I really hope it comes out cool. The hair and the makeup was stunning. I got to wear my own clothes, which was really cool. I just brought a bunch of stuff and like they picked what they thought would go best with the scene. And then I literally just made drinks and I was just like, hey, I'm here making cocktails. And it was funny because I had to like sort of remember like what I was doing and also like look at the camera and also like make a little bit of a joke here and there. And then also remember the measurements of each thing that went into the cocktail. There was a lot going on and your girl was shaking in her boots, as I said, but very cool experience. And I'm so grateful that I had that opportunity. Like, slay. Then after that, I went to the tennis with my friend Fee and her partner Matt, and we just like went, we had like a ground pass and we just like honestly had a few beveraginos, and then it was a beautiful Melbourne summer's day, which I haven't experienced in a long time because every time I've been to Melbourne recently, it's been torrential rain and fucked. And then yeah, we just proceeded to get more drinks. My friend Mitch met us. We ended up flying off the hinges, as you do. And then the next morning, I was severely hungover, but we had planned a photo shoot with my family just at my parents' house just to like make some memories. Like, we never really had any photos from all of us as adults. So we did that. It was really fun. Yeah, it was just like a really wholesome day. And then we had lots of Thai takeaway with my family and it was delicious. And then what happened? I'm trying to think. Wait, I've written down some notes because I knew I would go off track. And oh shit, what was that? I really wanted to try and do this podcast without having to edit it because like I'm really exhausted. And I was like, I'm going to get home from work and record my podcast and then just literally upload it. And I've already made like three big long pauses that I'm going to have to edit out. So I mean, Jackie, go off. I mean, you are trying your damn best. Then I came back to Perth a couple of days later. Like, I stayed in Melbourne for a bit, just like seeing my family. Came back to Perth, and on the plane ride home, I was watching Ginny and Georgia. And I am obsessed with that show. I know everybody's been telling me to watch it for so long. And I told you guys this last time, I just didn't like the name or something. Maybe I didn't tell you, but maybe I told my TikTok that I just didn't like the name. Anyway, the name just didn't grab me. I was like, I just don't know about the show. I have no idea. You know when you're like, I have no idea what something's about. I don't really care to find out what it's about. I haven't heard anything about it. So apart from literally every single person that I have ever met being like, you should watch it. It's such a your show vibe. I was like, okay. And then I started watching it on the plane. I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready for this plane ride to land because this is getting good. It's really good. And I finished the first season and now I've gotten Nathan into it as well. And we've watched like the first season again together. Like, we're watching it right now. Really, really good. Highly recommend. It's like an easy watch. There was one episode, however, that I decided to watch when I was staying at my parents' house and I was just like in bed and it was nighttime and it's dark and my parents live like in the middle of nowhere and it's just spooky. And it was like the Halloween ep and it was like all these jump scares. And I was like, okay, no, like this wouldn't be scary at any other normal time, but because it was nighttime and I was alone and, you know, I was like, ah, why does this episode have to be right now? Like, why? It's rude. Another show I've been watching recently is The Last of Us, I think it's called. It's like that end of the world, like apocalyptic type show. And trust me, before you say it, I didn't think I would be someone that would like shows like that. And then I think maybe the year before, I got into The Walking Dead because Nathan was like, oh, we should watch The Walking Dead. It's really good. And he'd seen like a couple of seasons. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to like it. Like I remember my mom and my sister used to watch it. And I just, it's giving gore, it's giving guts, it's giving blood. I don't like shows like that. I get squeamish and I get really scared and I don't know. It's just like scary. But The Walking Dead has like quite literally one of the best plots of a show that I've honestly ever watched. And that's a big call, but it just like keeps you watching. Like in your head, you're like, oh, how many times can they fight some fucking walkers or like the zombies or whatever? They can do it a billion times and it's still interesting. And there's all these new characters. Also, something I love about The Walking Dead is they're not afraid to kill off main characters. So it always keeps you on your toes. You know how normally shows, they won't kill off main characters. So you're like, yeah, well, they're obviously going to live. No, no. The Walking Dead, they don't even care. They'll be like, see ya, you're done. Oh, you've been in here for one up. See ya, you're gone. Oh, you're the main character? You're done. Like, they don't care. They literally couldn't give a single shit. And that's what I like about that. So everyone was like, you need to watch The Last of Us because it's like Walking Dead vibes. So Nathan and I have watched the first three eps. I think that's all that's out right now. I'm not sure by the time this goes up if another one will have come out. But we are liking it so far. I'm not really attached to any of the characters though. I was saying that to Nathan. I was like, honestly, if anyone died right now, I wouldn't care. Like, I don't really like the girl. I don't really like the guy. I really couldn't care less if either of them got ripped apart by one of these things. Like, I honestly, the only character I liked was the girl from the very first episode, his daughter. I was like, yep, yeah, I like her. She's giving off all the good vibes. And then she got, sorry, I probably shouldn't do a spoiler, but we are three eps in. But I mean, you can guess what I was about to say, but I'm not going to say it. Anyway, I liked her. And then what else have we been watching? Oh, the most recent episode of that was so cute. And Ron Swanson, I'm obsessed with him in Parks and Rec. I just kind of call him that, even though that's not his name, but it's his name in Parks and Rec. And he's in that episode, the main character, Bill. And I love that episode. It was very cute. Very wholesome. I'm excited to see the rest of the show though. Like, I'm intrigued, but as I said, I'm not attached to any characters. Like in The Walking Dead, there was this one episode, if you've watched The Walking Dead, you'll know, there's this one episode where some horrible things happened to this character called Glenn. And I genuinely had to like stop watching it after that episode. We had like a 6 month break because I'm not even exaggerating when I say like, I couldn't bring myself to watch the show. Like it was I can't even explain the feeling. Like I needed therapy after that and I didn't get it. So I definitely do need to get therapy after that because that episode, it needed like some sort of trigger warning. Like I just didn't expect something that crazy to happen. So yeah, I should definitely watch it, but maybe skip that episode because I'm still reeling from it. Like I still can picture it. It's actually very, very disturbing. And another show that we've been watching, I've just gone on so many tangents. I'm telling you about my trauma and then I'm just telling you about shows. Another show we've been watching is Survivor. I am obsessed with Survivor. I'm a Survivor super fan. Survivor is the one show that I would like love to go on, even though I would really definitely suck at it. Like I just know I would cry so much. And like, especially in the episode that was on last night, it was like raining the whole time. And I'm not good with like standing out in the rain. I'm not good with like just being outside in general. And I'm not good with like anything physical. So I would definitely suck, but it would probably be funny to like witness. I don't know. Who knows? It's a pipe dream. So who knows if it will ever happen. So yeah, that's the recent shows that we've been watching. I just felt like I had to keep you updated on that. And then so this past 2 weeks, I've been really, really anxious and stressed. I know the last podcast I was telling you about how I had heaps of work due and then I had this spiral, how I spilled the drink across the kitchen and then I was like literally crying and then it was just whatever. I actually have spoken to a doctor since and she seems to think that I might have PMDD, which is like something to do with your periods. And like I probably should have Googled what it actually is so I could have told you, but you can Google it. I'm sure you've heard of it. If you're a female, you probably have. It's like premenstrual something disorder where you just like have really bad mood swings. And I have really bad mood swings before I get my period. I like could rip my own head off sometimes and like punch through a wall. And I was like telling her that and she was like, oh, you shouldn't want to punch through a wall. And I was like, yes, well, I do. So I need to go get that checked out. And she was also like, yeah, you have like all the symptoms of having endometriosis. So now I'm having a spiral about that. So I need to go get tested for that. I think I'm going to do that either this week or next week. So hold me accountable. Also, if you have PMDD or endometriosis, please slide into my DMs and let me know what it's like and like what you do, or if there's like any like thing that helps. I really don't want to go on SRIs again, like those serotonin reuptake things. Like I went on that for my anxiety a couple of years back, like during COVID, and I felt like it just numbed my whole entire existence. And I mean, maybe I wasn't anxious or whatever, but I was like literally not feeling anything. And to me, like, I just need to feel, like I need to feel like I'm human and like have emotions. So the fact that I just wasn't having emotions, I was like, this is honestly worse. Like, I'd rather be spiraling about the way that I might die today rather than just being like a blob floating through space type beat. I don't know, might be just me. So because of that, and Nathan had just gotten back from India, like so glad to finally have him back, feel like it's been 400 years, we decided like this past weekend that we were going to go take a little trip because Nathan has a little bit of time off before he goes back to training. And I was just like, do you know what? We should just drive. Like we never go away. Like we've never really been away together just for the like for a weekend, just for like a relaxing little staycation. It's not a staycation, it's like a, you know, well, we're staying in the same state but not in the same house. So we just got an Airbnb. The Airbnb that we got was quite literally so big, but on such short notice, it was the only thing that was available that was dog friendly. And we really wanted to take Pee because we've never like, I don't want to leave Pee behind because that's just, that's mean. And we'd never been on a holiday with him, so I was like, let's just see how it goes. So we booked this Airbnb in, it's called Down South, when you're in Perth. It's basically like near, what's it called? Like, I'm trying to think of the suburb and I literally can't think of it. Is it like Dunsborough? Yeah, I think it's Dunsborough. Anyway, it's down south of Perth and people in Perth call it going down south. You know what I mean? It's like the compass. So you're going down. Yeah, I don't need to explain it. So it's about like a 3-hour drive. And so we left on Friday night. We like literally booked the Airbnb and just like left. And then we got there, but we realized that like we had pee in the boot. And then we realized that he was just like not going to sit down. Like we were like half an hour in and he was just standing up. And I was like, you can sit down, you know, like you can sit down, but he wouldn't. So I had to sit on the back seat with him and he like sat on my lap, like as if he was like a little lap dog. And he's not, he's like 30 kilos. And it was like 39 degrees that day. And he was just sitting on my lap, like panting. I was like, okay, we have the whole back seat. Like you can sit anywhere and just sitting on my lap. It was so cute though. Like we would drive past all these paddocks and there was like cows in the fields and he was just like literally like sitting up on me and like looking out and being like, oh my god, like what are those? And it was so cute. I am just not a fan of like driving, and I didn't drive, like I was passenger princess all the way. Like I wasn't driving, Nathan drove. I just hate driving. I hate being in the car. It honestly like puts me off doing stuff. Like a lot of people always like, oh, we're going down south this weekend. I'm like, how can you be bothered? Honestly, it's 3 hours there, 3 hours back. That's a long time to be sitting in a car to go to the beach, essentially. Like we have beautiful beaches in Perth. I don't know, maybe I'm just lazy. And I've been saying like I want to do more spontaneous trips this year, and that was a spontaneous trip and I'm proud of us for doing it. However, I just don't think I could do that often because it's just so far away and I hate driving. Like it's just so boring. Also, Nathan's just like not really into podcasts. I got him into the Hamish and Andy podcast. We listened to it on the way down and I think he enjoyed it. However, he's not like a podcast person. Like I'm a podcast girly. Like I listen to like 475 podcasts. I always love finding new podcasts and then I go back and listen to every single episode that's ever been made. I love them so much. Like I thrive. Nathan just likes to listen to music and I can't listen to music for 3 hours. Like I'm like an hour, yeah. 3, no. 6, fuck no. There ain't no way. Anyway, we got down there and because we left quite late Friday night, and Perth doesn't have daylight savings, so it gets dark at like 7:30. Which I find so crazy. Like, if anyone would benefit from daylight savings, it's Perth. Like, imagine if it was still light at like 10 p.m. It'd be so gorge here because the weather is absolutely stunning. Like, we need to implement. Also, the time difference is so inconvenient. Why can't every single place just be the same time? It would just make things so much easier. So we get down there, and as I said, it was like this huge house, and it was sort of like down this, like, it's like a country sort of town. And obviously everybody sort of lives on like a property. So we had like a little driveway. We drove down. It was dark by the time we got there. And we're like, check in, like get the key, go inside. And we're like looking around. There's like 11 rooms in this house. Like, it was absolutely crazy big. Like, nobody, we needed like a group to go with, except we just didn't go with a group because it was so last minute. And we were just like, we just sort of want to have like a little like getaway, family getaway type beat. Anyway, so we go in and I'm like, oh my God, this is like, it's all just dark. And then we go outside and P's running around all cute. Like, he's never really like, just, he's like, oh my God, like, what's going on? This house is huge. This backyard is so big. There was like paddocks. There was a lake, so much stuff. And then we see this man that's just like walking past. And I'm like, what? What? We're on like a property. Like, what is this guy doing? And he had like a dog with him. And Nathan was like, he's just going for a walk. I'm like, this man is not going for a walk. It's like 9 p.m. on a Friday night and he's on this property. This is not a walk. Like, he's not going for a walk. And you guys know me. I don't have to explain it to you. I'm absolutely unhinged. I stay unhinged and I just picture every single bad thing that could ever happen. And I was just saying like, oh, do you reckon the house is secure? Do you reckon this is that? Oh, what is it? Like, I don't know. We were just, we were definitely not freaking out. I was definitely freaking out. And then we were inside and we're just making dinner and like we hear all these little creaks and cracks and I was absolutely spiraling. And then one of my friends actually had stayed there like the week before and she messaged me. She was like, oh my God, you're staying here? And I was like, yeah. I was like, what's with the guy? And she was like, oh, that's the groundskeeper. And I was like, oh, okay. Makes sense. But then still spiraling because, you know, I don't trust no bitch. And then she was like, oh, and by the way, it's haunted. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? It's like, why would you say that to someone? Why would you say that to someone? Especially I was already like, oh, I'm so scared. Like, this man's walking around and it's so dark. And there's so many rooms. She's like, yeah, it's haunted. I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, the doors kept like locking us in like random rooms. And we had to go like outside and like back through. Each sort of room led to outside. So you could like go outside from the room or anyway. You can imagine. Nathan's like, don't listen to that. Just ignore it. I'm like, oh my God. So I said, like, we're sitting at the kitchen table eating dinner. And I literally said, like, hi, like, if this, like, out loud. I was like, hi, if this house is haunted, just so you know, like, we're so chill and we're so nice. And I kid you not. Like, I'm not lying about this stuff. I do not lie about this stuff. The lights above us flickered. I'm not lying. Like, seriously, I looked at Nathan, he was like, no, Jackie, it's just a coincidence. And I was like, oh my God. But then I was like, maybe, like in my head, I'm trying to tell myself like, yeah, maybe they're like just being like, okay, sweet. Like, okay, sweet. Because realistically, we are chill. Like, we're not doing anything. We're just going to like, we're just sleeping there. And we're just like us and Pickles. Like, we were just being so chill. It ended up being fine. Obviously, we didn't have any heebie-jeebie moments. But I was nervous. And just being in a house that big, just the two of us, like, it was scary. I made Nathan sleep next to the door because I ain't doing that. The next day, though, we were, like, outside and there was this huge, like, there's this huge sort of outside area and it had, like, this big, like, I don't know, like, it's like a grass and then you go down these stairs and then you go down other stairs and there's, like, this rotunda. And the like, step from, like, the top grass bit to the second grass bit is, like, I'm going to say 2 meters, maybe even more. I don't know, maybe more than 2 meters. Anyway, Pickles was like at the top of it and he thought it was like a fun game to like ask to be below it and him to be at the top. And then he was there and I was like, oh my God, he's gonna jump. And he jumped from this like up high platform, just jumped, like literally just jumped towards us. We were right down the bottom and Nathan like ran and caught him, like cushioned the fall. And then he just like landed. And I was like, oh my God, there is no way. So then we like had to be so careful because P obviously just thought like, I believe I can fly. Like it was fully, I don't even know what went through that dog's head. I don't think much, but he was literally just like, woo, like just jumped. I was like, jeez, can't relate. I would be way too nervous to ever consider doing something like that. But I mean, go off. Then we went to the beach one of the days. It was so, like, I just will never, I've said this before and I'll say it again, I will never be stop being blown away by the Perth beaches and the WA beaches. It's insane. I really want to do like a, like get like a camp, like a little camping holiday in theory. And like go with Pickles and Nathan in like a, preferably like a large motorhome with a shower and a toilet. And I don't want to get dirty, but I would like to like just, you know, go around to all the beaches all the time and just like live that wholesome life, cook on the Barbie and whatnot. Like, I feel like it would be really fun. But in what lifetime, honestly, in what lifetime? Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Also, I forgot to tell you guys about our Daily Iced factory, not factory, our Daily Iced 3PL. It's like a fulfillment center. It's basically like our stock gets sent there and then they pack our orders, and it's in Melbourne. And we do that because we have a lot of Daily Iced stock and we don't have the room for it in our warehouse. And also we don't have the time to pack Daily Iced and Moods and both do our jobs as well. So we were like, you know what, let's delegate Daily Iced. It's one of those brands that's sort of like, it's just got like one or two or three different SKUs. So it's not like, oh, there's like a t-shirt and there's a top and there's a pants and there's a hat and there's a scarf and whatever. It's just like there's a cup. So we do that, and then anyway, some little fuckers decided to burn the 3PL down, and there was a bunch of other brands in there, a bunch of other small businesses in there. That happened like literally the Friday that I was in Melbourne, the Friday I was just telling you about where I had my Dan Murphy shoot. That happened. Luckily, I found out about it like after the shoot, but it like was a huge dampener, and we've been so upset about it, and it's just like one of those things where just like, it's totally out of our control, but it's still so upsetting, and it's just been a little bump in the road of 2023. I love them making all these reels like 2023 is just my year. I can feel it. And it's like just the start of Feb. And I'm like, can we like go back and like redo that first month? Because I feel like I fucked it. Which is quite unfortunate, but it's okay. You live and you learn. And if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And that's another phrase that was going in with the previous episode.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, I think I'm done with my trauma dumping. Thank you for always letting me trauma dump on you guys. I appreciate it so much. Not that you have a choice, because I'm sitting here talking into a mic and you have no choice. However, today, I don't know how this actually came up, but Nathan and I were like singing random jingles or something. And then I was like, how weird is it that like you remember stuff like this? Like, for example, I was doing the one that's like, this is why, because we're trying to get this new like curtains and stuff installed in our office. And he was like, oh, like what brands should I look up? And I was like, Victory, curtains and blinds, 1-3-1-3-9-9. Like, how do I know that? That's from my youth. Like that ad would be so old. And so we just got into this spiral of thinking, like, how do you remember random numbers or random things? Like just the random shit that you remember. And it's like, how? Like, I wouldn't, it's the stuff you don't pay attention to. Like, that's just on the radio and you're like, every time an ad like that comes on, I'm like, ugh, change it. Like, absolutely change it. I'm not listening to this jingle, but I know the whole damn thing. It's literally like this is no hate to Pink. She has some absolute fucking bangers, but every single Pink song, I swear I haven't listened to it because I don't really like Pink. And for some reason, her songs just get under my skin and grab my damn gears. I know every single fucking word. Like, if it comes on, I'll just be like, so raise your glass if you are wrong and all the right. You know what I mean? And like, I don't, that song does slap. but I don't like Pink, but I know all her songs. I'm like, how do I know all her songs? So I asked you guys yours, and we're just going to go through them right now because it's funny. So someone says, the Frank Walker National Tiles radio ad pops into my brain at least once a week. That ad used to give me, like, used to kickstart my day off on the worst foot. Like, we'd be like driving to the bus stop and it would be like, hello. That was very accurate. That was, I really hope that comes across as I heard it in my headphones just now. That sounded pretty fucking accurate. It also reminds me, that whole vibe reminds me of Dad listens to 3AW, and anytime we'd be driving to like the bus stop or something, it would be 3AW on the radio. And like anytime it's like, there's this one segment on it that's like, that's life or something. And it's like, that's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shut down in May. I don't know what the segment is, but there's that song and it's ingrained into my brain and I don't know what it is, but it's giving 3AW, and so is that Frank Walker National Tiles demon ad. That is sleep paralysis. I can't deal with it. Like, I just, it's so bad. It's so bad. All right, someone says 1-3 cabs will get you there. Yes, I'm trying to think like the 1-3 cabs. Do you remember when there was that 1-3 cabs ad that was the Eminem song? Song, I reckon. The Eminem song. And it's like 1-3 cabs round the block. 1-3 cabs. I think I'm doing it wrong, but it's like yellow cabs, 1-3 cabs, yellow cabs, 1-3 cabs. That is so cooked. Like, is that legal? Did they just rip that off? Like, can you do that? I hate it. I really, really hate it. Someone says the whole Banana Boat song, FML. It's 30 plus Banana Boat. It lasts for hours. Banana Boat. It's 30 plus. Yep, that. It lasts for hours and hours and hours. It really, really does. Banana Boat. Yeah, I know that. It's, ew. Who comes up with these? Because in a way, whoever comes up with these type of jingles need a raise, because these get ingrained into our brains like nothing else. They're also just so bad though. Like, is it because they're played so much, or is it because they're that fucking annoying that they stay in your brain for life? Someone says, oh, 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 Brian. Yeah, I know that one. I don't know what it's for, but it's cancelled and it goes in the same breath with this one. Call, call, carpet, call, experts in the trade. That one sucks. They all suck. Like, they're literally, are these all owned by the same person? I hate them all. Someone says the entirety of Super Bass. Yes. And I had a period of my youth where I became obsessed with a video of Selena Gomez singing Super Bass. I think she was at like a red carpet or an award show or something, or a dressing room. I don't know where she was, but that video is one of the most iconic videos in the world, the Selena Gomez Super Bass video. Like, she looks stunning. She is stunning. She knows all the words. And then that prompted me to be like, I watched that about 400 times and then I knew the whole of Super Bass. And it's just like, that song is great. I honestly don't care if that song's in my head. It is so fucking good. Oh my God. Someone says, every time I spell opposite, I sing the High Five song. This is insane because... me too. OPPOSITE. OPPOSITE. Same. Literally same. And I don't know how to spell opposite without doing that. Same with Betty Eats Cakes and Uncle Sells Eggs. I can't spell because without doing the jingle. There's absolutely no way in hell. Okay, someone says, that'll do pig. And I'm assuming this is from Charlotte's Web. However, I know that'll do donkey. And now I'm thinking, is the that'll do donkey a take on the that'll do pig from Charlotte's Web? I always say that'll do donkey. And I always say it. And sometimes people are like, what's that accent? I'm like, it's from Shrek. Like, what do you mean? Like, hello? Someone says, and this is funny because I said this the other day, my mom says chocolate isn't good for dogs, but you can have the rest of my milk. I'm pretty sure that's from like an Oreo ad, and the dog's like sitting there and he's like, can't give him the Oreo, and then he says, you can have the rest of my milk. Or maybe it's from like a chocolate ad, I don't know, but I remember that too. I really, really remember that one. Oh my God. Someone says install ream. Oh my God. I'm having flashbacks. Install a ream. What is that? Is that like a hot water thing? I don't know what it is. Oh my God. This is like, okay. Everyone's writing 130065. Oh, okay. Wait. 13 00. Wait, what? I'm trying to think what this one. 13 00655506. 13 00655506. 13 reading writing hotline. What a tune. 13 00655506. I'm trying to think of how it goes. I can't figure it out. How does it go? 13 1306. I'm struggling. Wait, is it 13 00655506? The reading and writing hotline. I don't know what that is, but I know the jingle. I just can't get it. Can someone voice note it to me? Because I don't know. Okay, someone says, yoo-hoo, big summer blowout. And yes, I always say that too. I love that. That's from like Frozen or something. So it's not even that old. So I go off if you're going to say that. That's the best. It's fine. Someone says Kim Possible intro song. And I'll take it one further and do... like someone at the airport the other day had that as their ringtone and it was giving me like I was twitching. I was like, answer your phone, Kim Possible's in the building. Like, what's going on? Hey, who? Okay, first of all, how are you putting new ringtones on your iPhone? I mean, I know it's definitely possible, but how the fuck can you be bothered? I have mine set to factory settings. Like, it's just going to be the, I don't even know what the ringtone is for an iPhone. How does it go? This is how the stuff that I should remember and I don't. How does a ringtone go? No, that's not how it goes. How the fuck does a ringtone go? Who cares? I don't know. Anyway, that person had the Kim Possible thing. And I was like, okay, slay. Okay, wait, someone says 13 00655506. Okay, I think that's because I was getting, oh wait, no. Oh my God, don't worry. Someone just wrote it out for me, so now I know what it is. 13 00655506. Yeah, I got it. Someone says every word of the "Thanks a lot, Rachel" video with the iPad charger. Oh, I wish I knew every single word of this, but I know like a lot of it, and I always use it at the most random times. Like, if someone pisses me off, like, I'll just be like, thanks a lot, Rachel. And they just sometimes don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. They'll be like, my name's not Rachel. Like, they don't say that, but they'll be looking at me like, what's this quote? Often people will look at me and wonder what I'm quoting because I'm always quoting something. I'm so silly and goofy. But the thanks a lot, Rachel. Thanks to you, my iPad's not charging on my charger because you put your iPad on it and now it's not charging. That is iconic and I love her so much. It's like that it was fucking one of yours. Those videos, they need to be like framed somehow in those like Harry Potter frames where they just play. That's, I love it. I literally love it. Someone says extensive lists of postcodes for different suburbs with no relevance to my life. I love that though. Like, honestly, if you can remember postcodes, that's a big slay. Someone says all AFL grand final winners by year. Shit, girl. That's impressive. I wouldn't even know a single one from a single year any time. Someone says old phone numbers, previous jobs, phones, etc. Someone also said my ex-boyfriend's phone number. I know my dad's phone number off by heart because he's had the same number since like you had to remember phone numbers. I don't know anyone else's apart from my own. And I know my landline at my parents' house. However, they don't even have a landline anymore. Someone says Grey's Anatomy, Meredith, so you don't get to call me a whore speech. I don't know what this is, but I need to look it up. It sounds honestly quite slay. Someone says I can quote the entire Parent Trap movie start to end, including singing the score music. That laugh that just came out of me was jail time. What was that? I sound like a walrus. I love the Parent Trap and I'm so down. Me and my sister once learnt the secret handshake from the Parent Trap because it's quite iconic, and if you don't know it, look it up. I love that movie so much. I reckon I'd be able to quote so much of that as well. Like, I love it. I literally love it. It's the most wholesome. Oh my God, I really want to watch it like right now. Like right now. I really, really do. Someone says, what song was playing at what time, what people were wearing when something happened. Okay, that's impressive. I love that. Do you know what? Actually, this is one. When I had my car accident a couple of years back, I was listening to this Tiger song. She could wear leather in the rain. She could find pleasure in pain. And when I don't know why I sang that in like a Georgian accent. He doesn't have that. When I had my car accident and I fully got head on collisioned, it was blasting and it was just playing. I just remember I was sitting there like, like trying to like work out if I'd broken my neck. And it was like, she could find leather in the rain. She could wear. And I was like, oh my God, shut up, Tiger. Not now. Anyway, someone says a band and Snap. Yup. The band and Snap. Okay. Nathan and I watched Legally Blonde the other day because he'd never seen it. Uncultured swine. And the band and Snap came on and he was sort of like, what is this even like? What is a band and Snap? And then I got to thinking, what the fuck is the band and Snap? And when would that ever work? Like, you can't just say, you can just... let me show you Paulette, and then you're just doing the bend and snap. How is that helping? If this was in a real life situation and I was talking to someone that I had a crush on and I just leant down, bend and snapped, they'd be like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? Get up. Like, what? And that, yeah, the whole thing relies on someone dropping something. Who's that clumsy? Oh God, I just can't with that scene. It's so iconic and everything, but it absolutely makes no sense. There's a plot hole there. Someone says, my favorite scooter. That is one of my most quoted things. And it's every time someone asks me, do you like cheese? Because it's from She's the Man, obviously. And he asks her, do you like cheese? Because they're like on a date and it's awkward. And she's like, why, yes, I do. My favorite scooter. Because Gouda's a type of cheese, obviously. So now in everyday life, if someone's like, blah, 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 do you like cheese? I'm like, yeah, why, yes, I do. My favorite's Gouda. And half the time they're like, what is this? What is this vibe? I don't know. Are you okay? No, I'm not. Winston with a Y is giving me trauma. Like, it needs to stop. Someone needs to cancel this Winston with a Y fella. I don't trust him. He's giving off the worst vibes. He really, really is. Someone says the entire lyrics to American Pie, which I learned when I was 6. I love this. I'm going to end on this one. I used to have this little book and I actually found it recently when I was cleaning out my childhood room. And I used to take it with me in the car and we'd listen to the radio and like be in the car with my mom. And we were listening to like Fox FM or whatever. It was like Tracy and Matt in the morning. I remember that. Tracy and Matt, the Fox. That was a little bit too good. And any song that would come on, I would write down all the lyrics that I could quickly jot down. Bear in mind, my spelling was literally so bad. Like, if you could go to jail for your bad spelling, I would be serving multiple life sentences. But I found this one page that was that like song, Kiss Me Beneath the Milky Twilight, you know, and I wrote down all the lyrics to that. And like, I would, anytime that song comes on now, I just think of me jotting down all the lyrics in the backseat of my mom's car. It's actually so funny and quite unhinged. Anyway, guys, I'm going to end the podcast here. I love you all so much. Thanks for listening to my trauma dump. I will see you then and I will see you on another time. That's another one of the ones I always quote and people are like, what's that from? It's from, what's it from? That movie with Paul Rudd and, oh, what's it from? What's it from? You guys know the one. I can't think of it right now, but it's the one with the guys and they're like, he's trying to find like a best man for his wedding and I'll see you then and I'll see you on another time. All right, my broskies. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go. Love you guys. Have the best week. I will speak to you next week. Mwah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Just head to amazon.com/adfreenewspodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.